Welcome to the Zayrus Shimshin in English podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zayrus Shimshin on the Parsha. The author, Rav Nachman Nachmeni, Rav Shimshin Nachmeni, lived about 300 years ago in Italy at the time of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the Chidor describes him as a great Kabbalist. The author had one child who died in his lifetime, hence the name Zayrus Shimshin. And in the preface to his Sefer, he gives a promise to people who learn his Torah. And your eyes will see children and grandchildren, like the offshoots of an olive tree, around your table, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things and wealth and honor. Parshas Pinchas. It is written in this week's Parsha, Uvachodesh HaShvi'i Be'echad L'Chodesh, and in the seventh month, on the first day, Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, there shall be a holy assembly for you. You shall not perform any mundane work. Yom Trua Yelechem. It shall be a day of shofar sounding for you. V'asisim oila, and you shall make an offering of an oila, L'reyach Nichoyach L'Hashem, for a pleasant aroma to Hashem. Pa ben boka echod, one young bull, Ayil Echod, one ram, Kvasim b'nei shana shiva tmimim, seven male lambs in the first year without blemish. On this pasuk, the Medrash comments. Rav Tachlifa asks, in all the musafim that are mentioned in the parasha, it is written, you shall offer the korban, the hikraftem. But here, it says that you should make the korban, the asisim. Rav Tachlifa explains, Hashem said to Israel, today I, Hashem, look at you as if this day created you, as if I created you a new being. The Medrash concludes that this is the meaning of the pasuk, ki kasher shamayim hachadoshim, for as the new heaven, the Horez HaChadosha, and the new earth, Asheni Oseh, which I will make, Omdim Lefonai, shall stand in front of me forever. Hashem, Nu'um Hashem, Hashem declares, Ken Yamu Zarecha V'Shimchem, so shall your seed and your name endure. In other words, Rav Tachlifa learns that from the fact that it is written, you shall make a korban, When the Pasuk speaks of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, instead of, you shall bring a korban, this alludes to the fact that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, not only do we bring a korban, but Rosh Hashanah itself makes us, recreates us. And it is as if Hashem created us anew. Zayrus Shimshin asks three questions. Firstly, what is the stress that the day of Rosh Hashanah recreates us, as opposed to that we simply recreated ourselves? Secondly, what is the phrase, as if I, Hashem, created you a new being? What is this adding more than the day of Rosh Hashanah recreating us? It is obvious that the day of Rosh Hashanah cannot create us, and it is Hashem who is doing it. Thirdly, how is the pasuk, for as the new heaven and earth I will make shall endure by my will, how is this connected to Rosh Hashanah? That pasuk is referring to the end of time, when Hashem will make a new type of world that will never vanish. While our pasuk is speaking about a recreation every year. The Rosh Shimshon answers in light of a concept that he mentions in other places. Even after one does tshuva for the wrong things that he did, the purification process is not over. Although Hashem atones us for what we did, we still have to be cleansed from the pleasure that we got for doing the specific misdeed. Sometimes this is done through suffering and pain, yisurim. And sometimes Hashem cleanses us simply through great mercy. This is the meaning of what we say at the end of the confession on Yom Kippur. Erase our sins through your great mercy, but not through yisurim. A proof to this idea is found in the Talmud Yerushalmi. That it says there, a Talmud Chochum, or someone who gets married, and the person who becomes a leader in Klal Yisrael, they are all granted atonement for their sins. The Rosh Shimshon asks, what does this mean? If these people didn't do tshuva, why should their new elevated status atone for them? If they did do tshuva, why do they need their status to atone for them? Why isn't tshuva enough? From here we see the above concept. Even when these people actually did tshuva, it is not enough to be totally pure. Something else is needed in order to finish the process. The Yerushalmi teaches that after these three type of people do tshuva, their elevated status totally purifies them, and there is no need for them to suffer any yisurim. In light of the above, we can now understand what it means that we are recreated on Rosh Hashanah. The Midrash teaches us that when a person sins and brings a korban, the korban brings us closer to Hashem. However, that person is still not completely pure. Well, the pleasure that he had when he did the sin still taints his neshama. However, on Rosh Hashanah it is different. The tremendous kedusha of that day causes that not only do we become close to Hashem, but it also makes us into a new, completely pure being who doesn't need any more purification. We find another example of such a rebirth. A convert, a ger, is also considered to be a completely new person after conversion. However, the comparison to a convert isn't really sufficient. The Gemara quotes a machloikis, how much of a new person does a convert really become? According to Rabbi Yossi, he is considered a completely new creation, totally detached from his previous misdeeds, and there is no reason for further purification. However, Rabbi Chananya, Benoi, Shel Rabin Gamliel, argues. And he says that even after they convert, they still need to be cleansed from the seven mitzvahs of a non-Jew that they didn't observe prior to their conversion. How then did Rabbi Chananya Benoi Shel Rabin Gamliel understand why the Torah used the word "you should make it v'asisem" and not "v'kraftem" and "you shall bring it"? The Medrash therefore quotes the pasuk, "For as a new heaven and the new earth which I will make," to teach us that the tremendous kedusha of Rosh Hashanah causes that Hashem recreates us with a neshama from the future, and therefore Even Rabbi Hananya, the Noi, Rabbi Gamliel, agrees that we become a totally new, pure creation on Rosh Hashanah, and are exempt from Yisurim to complete the purification process.